It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious saints of God, born again, washed in the blood. Thank you, Father, for the day that you placed us in the body of Christ. And that body is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for that glorious body. Thank God for that is the church. And oh Lord, apart from Christ, we have no hope. We have no God. We have no life. But in Jesus Christ, we have it all. Lord, today I pray, would you draw our hearts near and close to you. Open our minds. Open our hearts. Open our spirits. And Father, let the Holy Spirit of God reveal simply Jesus Christ more and more and more every day to our individual lives. Thank you for the eternal truth of the Word of God. And Father, I pray today, would you bless each one by the radio, that one that may be, the years may be taking a toll upon them. Sickness may have them down. Life may have them discouraged. Lord, would you just touch them, draw them to you, lift them up. And I pray today, God, your will would simply be done. And Father, that one that may be brokenhearted because of a loss of a loved one, God, would you comfort them? And then, Lord, thank you for the hope that we have, that Jesus, one day you're coming. You're going to step out on a cloud. And God, these old saints of God that's labored for you and stay true, God, we're going home. We're going to rapture us out of this old world. If we don't, God, there may be a day that the last breath goes out of our body, and we'll be with you either way. Thank you for your love and your mercy. Save that soul that's lost, the nearest. God, would you deal with them today? Get glory. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a joy it is as we look into another week in the month of October. Boy, as I look at this old calendar, I thought that September went fast, but October is flat moving on. Amen. It's good to be saved. And today I want to invite you to open and share with you out of the greatest book that's ever been written. Would you open your Bible with me, God's precious word, to the book of Romans? And we want to look in, we're in chapter number 11 in the book of Romans, and we'll take up there just a moment on verse number 33. But before we do, I want to say this. I want to thank every one of you that's helped us as you've praying with us and supporting the work. As the Bibles are going out, as we're processing, now we sent out the last shipment, and now we're in processing another shipment of Bibles. We've already got the names on the envelopes, and we're ready to stuff them in and process them and get them ready, and excited about getting another shipment out. And how are we doing this? Because God's people care. And folks, we're not, we always through these years, and we've not changed. I believe God saves an individual one at a time. And we've sent Bibles by the cases and sacks to just individuals. And I've been to some places and wondered, what are these doing sitting here? Well, if an individual person calls you or writes you and they need a Bible, we send it to that individual person. And that's the process here. Well, how's the cost? Well, we get a Bible for $2. Postage is $8. Costs us about $10 a Bible. But, folks, the thing about it, there's people being saved. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Don't ever forget that. And there's nothing greater than the Word of God. The Holy Ghost of God moved on holy men to write this Bible. And folks, the Holy Ghost of God that saved us and birthed us and brought us into the family of God gives us a love. And God's people is the only people that's interested in this Bible and getting it into the hands of others. Amen. And may we continue on. Now, in the book of Romans chapter 11, we have just been dealing with how that Israel has rejected the Lord. And then, what a God that we have. How that he allowed Israel to reject the Lord. And then, for what purpose? In order that you and I, as Gentiles, without God, without a hope, that we might be engrafted in. And then, as we're engrafted in, go back to verse number if you will, to verse number 30. In fact, the Bible says, well, for as ye in times past have not believed God, that's the Jews, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now have not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. Hallelujah. In fact, because they rejected the Lord, we got in. But now that we're in, what is it that we share mercy that they'll be saved? What are you doing? We pray for the Jews. Hey, we offer the Word of God to them. We're praying that they'll trust Jesus Christ. And he said, even so have these also now not believed, that's the Jews, that through your mercy, that's us as Gentiles, they also may obtain mercy. Hallelujah. What a God we've got. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. And may I say to you, salvation is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What a God that we have. Hallelujah. May I say to you, look down in verse number 33. Here, the Holy Spirit of God is going to let us look at some verses and the greatness of our God. In our day, it seems like that there's a new God that comes up every day. And the trash pile is sure getting full. But praise God, there is one God that's on the throne, that's in heaven, that's never been replaced, will never be replaced, that will never be changed. Hallelujah. And it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And what a God that we have. And look in verse 33. Oh, Paul, is he, as by the Spirit of the Lord, God moves on his heart, and he said, oh, the depth. How deep is it? How deep is it of the love of God? And the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. I mean, can I say to you, the devil hates God. The devil hates his children. The devil hates the Jews. The devil hates Gentiles. The devil hates humanity. He wants everyone to be destroyed. But the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How smart is God? Well, I'll tell you what. God was so smart that he spoke this entire world into existence. Where do I have a record of that? in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And may I say to you, I believe that with all my heart. Yes, I believe he's spoken into existence. Why? Because, well, right here where I'm at, I look up these old mountains and I said, you know, God created them. Ain't no river that runs behind the parsonage. I said, God, you put that there. Everywhere I go, I look and I see the creation of God, the grass that grows. I walk outside and the rain, God caused it to rain. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be snowing. Where did that come from? God created it. Hey, I want to tell you, scientists today that try to remove God and try to make you disbelieve in God, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. You know, I've always thought that in education, somebody would learn something. But it seems that in the day that we're living in, that young people go to colleges and universities, and all they know to do is pick up a flag and wave and scream and holler and be against anything that's right. Oh, but the knowledge, the depth, how deep is the wisdom of God? How deep is the knowledge of God? How rich is it? No, and he said, and how unsearchable are his judgments? See, we make judgments in our life, but God, he knows how to judge a whole nation. He knows how to judge a whole world. And oh, his judgments is always right. And how unsearchable are his judgments? Is the lawyers and the Supreme Court and the great intelligent minds of our day that make rules and never live by them? Oh, the unsearchable wisdom and his judgments and his ways. Watch this. His ways past finding out. Well, just what is God going to do? God will do whatever he wants to. And there's no way you'll actually find it out. See, God had a way that he could save an old terrible sinner like me and you. Hallelujah. Have you ever figured it out? No, but bless God, I sure am enjoying because I'm saved and born again. How do you know that, preacher? Because I read it right in this book. And God said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And folks, how wonderful it is to be saved and born again and a child of God. Oh, the depth. What a God we have. Can I ask you a simple question? Do you know him? Do you think, well, I know about him? No. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? And when you do, you receive him as God because he is. Thank you for listening today. And until next time, may God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.